Emily Chestnut of Cincinnati has a 6-year-old daughter who has Down syndrome. Sitting before reporters with Nora in her lap, Chestnut explains why she thinks the abortion ban shouldn't be allowed to take effect.
When they signed this bill, Governor Kasich and state legislators used my child as a political tool to promote their own agenda. They don't care about Nora. If they did, they would be using their valuable time to ensure that every child born with Down syndrome has what they need to live a healthy, full life.
Chestnut says Down syndrome children usually require health care services and long-term therapies that are generally not supported by lawmakers who passed this new law. And Chestnut also says she supports a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio. The ACLU wants a U.S. district court to stop the new law signed by Governor John Kasich at the end of last year from going into effect next month. Ohio Right to Life's Mike Ganadakis.
This comes as no surprise, of course. The ACLU serves as the private legal counsel for the abortion industry. You know, the American Civil Liberties group truly focuses on abortion and abortion on demand.
Ganadakis says this new law is about preventing discrimination for disabilities.
Look, the law is simple. It protects people with special needs. It's more of an anti-discrimination bill than it is an abortion bill. But the ACLU is saying no. The organization for which they stand for to help people now says, but that doesn't apply if it's abortion related.
The ACLU's Freda Levinson says this new law merely masquerades as an anti-discrimination bill.
The law is not part of a broader legislative package to advance the interests of the disability rights community. It's just the most recent piece in a large strategic campaign to restrict and ultimately eliminate abortion access in Ohio.
The ban is set to go into effect on March 22nd. A similar law in Indiana has been put on hold by courts there. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.